Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 393, Jamie the Eagle-Eyed Girl. I'm really excited. This is going to be a really fun podcast, and it goes right along with what I've been talking about this year about going back to basics. Hey, saw some great images from you folks from the solar eclipse. What a cool event, bringing a lot of photographers together. I was in Montana, nowhere near the path of totality, and we had snow. So believe it or not, yeah, we didn't see any of that sun in any way, shape, or form. So that's the way it goes. But I do want to thank you guys for reaching out. Appreciate seeing your images. A lot of fun. Also want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, for supporting the Moose Podcast. Been doing it for years. Those guys are behind us, and they were a big part of that whole eclipse party. Big party. I heard some real raucous great stuff, even though it was 3 minutes and 47 seconds of darkness. It was all it took. You guys went crazy, so that's a lot of fun. Well, Bedford's, they've got the gear, they got the expertise, they got the pricing, they got the Moose discount. So remember to head to bedfords.com, tell them I sent you, get the good stuff. Well, I want to get right into this episode. This one I'm really excited about. I mean, I am very fortunate to be able to talk. And we're talking about just the last couple months. Jamie has gotten the 2023 RSPCA Award, the 2024 British Wildlife Photography Award, the 2024 WIWT Award. I mean, this is, I'm talking to an award-winning photographer. Now, she started at 6.5 years old with her dad's James D570-200. And now she has moved up to the Z9 and the Z600. And she's at the ripe old age of 8. That's right. She's done that, and she's been published. Heck, at the bottom of her website page, she even has an endorsement from Nikon Europe. This is just so way cool. So, folks, I want to introduce you to Jamie. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, the Z9 and the Z600, is that the 600-63?
Well, I used the Nikon Z9 camera for...
400mm,
sorry.
And the 800.
And the 800mm.
Oh, you have the 800 as well, huh?
Yes.
And folks, the other voice you hear is James, who is an important part of it. That's Dad. And Dad, I appreciate you making this available and encouraging Jamie's love for this. What got you started at 6.5 to go out and start making these photographs?
Well, I started off with a huge passion for dinosaurs, but when I got older, I realized that you would never be able to see a real live dinosaur. So then my passion moved on to birds and wildlife, because I realized that they were descended from dinosaurs.
And exactly.
Yes. I started using binoculars, but I found it really hard to focus on birds before they flew off into the bushes or into the trees or something like that. So Dad asked if I would like to use a camera, and I didn't want to drop the camera because I knew how expensive it was. But I started off taking images of sparrows in the bush, and it just went on from there, and I've improved with more experience from different wildlife, their different behaviors, and the way they react to things. So, yeah.
So, are you a birder?
Well, my most passion is in birds, really, but I will try to do animals too, and some insects, of course.
So the pheasant surfing, is that your wacky side?
Yes, that is my wacky side.
I love it. Made me smile. And folks, just so you know, this really addictive laugh and smile you're hearing, Jamie's got a smile and bright eyes that would light up the darkest room. Make sure you check out her website, eagle-eyedgirl.co.uk, to see some of her amazing images. So, got a couple questions for you, Jamie. You ready?
Okay.
So most photographers get really tech geeky. And are you still young enough not to do that?
Well, yes. I mean, I like using the Nikon Z9 because it's a mirrorless camera. And I like that it's silent. So you won't spook the animals when you press the shutter. But I'm not a technical person, really. I stick with my 800mm, really, for wildlife. But yeah, I'm not really technical.
Some of the pictures and the way you hold that lens and you contort your body, I mean, I wish I was young enough to do that. So my hat's off to you with the way you're working. I mean, there's a photograph of you with your tripod in the water photographing waterfowl. That's a pretty advanced technique. Even for an 8-year-old, how'd you come up with that idea?
Well, we were taking images of great crested grebes, and there was this grebe really close to us. And the only way we could get close enough with an 800mm to almost fill the frame was to go into a shallow part of this lake. So I had my wellies on and my over trousers, and Dad put the camera on a tripod, and I stepped into the shallow part and took some images because you were also low down to the water, which gave a nice like lead up to the eye image.
Okay, so that's you're talking some technical stuff there. So are you well averse with exposure and f-stops and how they all work?
Yes, I know the f-stops and the shutter speed and the ISOs and the exposure and all sorts like that, and angles, lighting, all those sort of things. I also shoot in manual focus, so I change the f-stop and the shutter speed accordingly to the situation. So, yeah.
Now, I figure you're kind of also a basic 8-year-old kid out there. I mean, one of your things is farm life, but how much time do you actually spend thinking about the photographic process and actually going out and shooting?
Well, actually, I'm quite an opportunistic person. I take, literally, if the animal's there, I shall take the image of the animal. Start off with a snapshot, then move on to different angles if the wildlife is still there. So I don't really take much time thinking about the photo. Obviously, if I'm after a certain thing, then I will think of, well, where do I need to stand? What lens do I need? What lighting do I need? Those sort of things. But that's only if I'm after a specified image. Normally, the camera goes everywhere. So normally, if we see some wildlife, like anything really, to a garden bird, to a bird of prey or something, I really just take the image. There's not much thought. It's just opportunistic, really.
Well, I got to know the story about the turkey. Tell me about that turkey, because it seems like that turkey was an important shot.
Yeah, well, that turkey has a name called Frederick, and he is a lovely turkey.
Of course he's does.
He's a lovely turkey, and he allows me to get close to him, pet him, and he enjoys it a lot. Especially when I have a scoop of food in my hand, he's straight to the door, ready to have some food. But I found it an opportunity that I was able to get close to Frederick and work with him without him getting disturbed. So the way I took the image is I had to keep him in a big kennel, because he could have gone over to the other side of the garden if we were doing it outside. So we were in a kennel. Dad was holding a speed light and he had to move Frederick. So he was bang on, staring at me, but I also had to move with Frederick as well. But Dad moved the flashlight to suit where the turkey was, and it wasn't easy. It was quite a challenge, but I was up for the challenge, and so was Frederick.
So you're telling me that you have your dad as a VAL?
Well, sort of, yes.
So do you know what a VAL is?
Not really, no.
It's a voice activated light stand.
Yeah, he is that sometimes, yes.
Yeah. He's well also... done, Dad.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just do what I'm told.
Well, wow. You also help like lifting me up and stuff as well. So
yeah, if she's too short for a hedge or...
You're like a boom arm as well.
Yeah, if she's too short, I can't reach. I'm always lifting her up with the camera and it's quite a sight, but she manages it. She does well.
Because I can feel Dad shaking while I'm trying to keep the camera steady, trying to take this image. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but we enjoy it, don't we, Dad?
Yeah, really, really enjoy it.
Well, so one of the basics that you seem to have down really pat, and I just love the two photographs of, I assume that you're like 6.5 in one and 8 in another, is you're hand holding some big glass for a little petite kid. Do you practice that or you just can do it?
Well, I do push-ups and exercises and stuff just to make sure that I can properly lift it up without shaking too much. But when I started lifting the camera for the first time, it was very heavy, but I got used to the weight. And then we upgraded our gear and I got used to the new gear and we just upgraded from there, really.
Very cool. Now, you have a video of the curlew there on your website.
Yes, we do.
So tell me about the curlew. Was it just a new bird or it was just a friendly bird? Why was it such an exciting find to spend time with?
Well, when we go onto the moors, we never know what we're going to find. We might see a red grouse, we might only see a meadow pipit, you never know. But when we first saw the curlew, we didn't see it. Well, we did see it, and it had three tiny, the cutest chicks you've ever seen, running across the road with their mum and dad. And we were just like, oh my gosh. So we followed the chicks all the way up to fledgehood, and we saw them the next year come back because the mother was ringed, and they all came back. The young came back, the mum came back, the dad came back, and I think some newbies came back too, and they were on the moors, and the sound of the curlew is just amazing. So we love to follow the curlew, and they're endangered species, so we love to help them out.
Oh, it's your species is listed as endangered?
Yes, it is listed on the red list. So that means that it's endangered and it might almost be extinct in the next 25 years or so, maybe.
And just so my listeners know, when Jamie said it was ringed, we would call that banded here in the United States.
Oh, right. Banded. Yeah, it was banded.
Yep, no problem. So you seem to have gotten very excited about getting the black-winged stilt shot.
Yes. Well, you don't usually see black-winged stilts in the UK. So when we realised that they were here at the Wetlands Centre, we were like, oh my gosh, we have to go, you know, because I love seeing a not a usual sight bird, you know, like a rare sight. As you could say, I like seeing rare sighted birds and just getting the image of them to show people. It's just amazing. So when we saw the black-winged stilt from this hide, and it was so close, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't miss this opportunity. So I tried to get some images. Something spooked the stilt and it was flying around, and it was just like an arena for me. It was just amazing to see it.
That's so cool. Okay, I got to ask you a question, and you don't have to answer it, but I'm just curious. So how often do you play the I'm 8-year-old really cute card to get in to take a picture when there's a bunch of other photographers around?
Well, I'm quite small compared to normal adults, you know, so I can get different angles, and I can get around places that you can't usually get to. I could sneak into smaller areas and get different images. So my height is definitely an advantage, I'd say.
I would think so. So you're also into macro stuff.
Yes.
Now, what lens do you like to use for macro photography?
Well, I like to use a normal macro lens, but I also use a 24-120mm lens sometimes if the bug flies off quite and I'm not quite close enough. That is a lens that I also go to.
So I use the
105mm. I use 105mm lens.
Okay. So it sounds like you have quite a kit. You have what all is in your kit that you take out shooting?
Well, it depends on what we're after. The usual one that we take is an 800mm lens with the Nikon Z9, Nikon Z9 body. But we do take out sometimes the 600mm lens, which is what make is that?
No, it's the 400mm.
400mm we do take out, yes.
Yeah, the 400.
The 400mm is a very lovely lens to use, especially if you're going to a zoo or something. It's really good because you can get close, but not too close, because it's also a really good lens for shooting through bars, I find. So, yeah. We also sometimes take out the 105 macro lens and sometimes the 24-120mm lens as well. And we also use the 70-200mm lens as well, yeah. So it always depends on what we're taking images of or what our goal is, but you never know what you can find. So definitely I'd say we take out the 105 macro or the 24-120mm if we're taking images of pets, or the 800mm if we're going to a wetland center or something.
So, Dad, do you shoot with Jamie, or is it just all Jamie shooting?
I'm sort of retired now. she shows me up, so I've sort of given up.
A lot of get images that you are struggling to get.
Yeah, I don't know how she manages it, but she does.
Dad's like struggling to get this image, and I say, well, I'll have a try. And I take one image, and I get what he was after. I'm not sure if it's some sort of spell that's been cast over Dad, but it always seems to happen.
Yeah, no, I stick to video work now. I don't bother with the stills. She does all stills. I just try and I'm to hone my skills on video.
I do
work.
Do a bit of video for
yes,
you, though.
Yes, you do. Yes.
If you can't get.
You are learning video as well. Yeah, you're doing very well.
Well, Jamie, you sound, your experiences make you sound a whole lot older than 8 years old. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I've never done a podcast with somebody and I had to worry about it being a school night. But how have you learned so much so fast? You're talking about you've got quite a depth to you already. How are you learning all this?
It's definitely from Dad. I mean, Dad is the teacher. He was the one who told me about f-stops, shutter speed, well, apertures, f-stop, but he taught me f-stop because that's what it said on the camera and it was easier for me to understand. So that is also another thing that Dad taught me. But he's definitely the teacher. He teaches me new things every day. We both learn together.
Mm.
And he's definitely an amazing teacher.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, Dad.
I try my best.
That's very cool. So, Dad, are you a birder as well?
Actually, Jamie knows a lot more about birds than me. So she teaches me the wildlife and I teach her the photography side of things.
Yes, I've got quite a few books that I read. And if I want to find out something, I look it up. And I'm learning every day. But the more that I learn, the more experience and more knowledge that I'll have when I'm in the situation.
Yeah, it's not just about taking the photos for Jamie as well. That's obviously a bonus. But it's all about learning everything about that particular bird or animal. It's that whole learning process from what it eats, where it nests, how it migrates, everything, isn't it?
Yes. It's habitat.
Yeah.
That's wisdom well beyond your years, Jamie. I'm even now even more impressed. So do you shoot any video yourself, Jamie?
I do a little bit of video, like if Dad can't quite get to the other side of the car or to where I'm standing, I quickly flick over to video and do some for him. But I do a bit of both, really. I do like a tiny bit of video, but when I see a moment come, I quickly do the moment and then flick over to photo and take the photos. So it's a lot easier when Dad does the video, but if I have to do it, I'll do it.
Well, hats off to you. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Now, you have an absolutely delightful photo of a field mouse on your website. Tell me how you got that shot.
So, which image are you quite after? Is it the one with the flowers?
Its head is peeping out and it's looking off to the right.
Oh, that one. Well, it was actually another opportunity. I mean, I was just walking down the drive looking at these amazing birds. Suddenly this mouse poked his head out of the side of the drive. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I froze for a couple of seconds. He just stared at me. I just stared at him. And then I just slowly lifted up the lens. It was the 400mm, I think. Or was the 800? I don't quite remember, but
didn't you have the macro on that day?
Because you're doing bees. No, I don't think.
You doing bees?
No, it was definitely 400mm.
Okay,
I think.
Okay, yeah.
I just managed to capture the image before he ran away with fright, because he wasn't expecting me to be there at all.
Wow, that's so just amazing.
Thank you.
All right, so you have basically your entire life still ahead of you. Where are you going to take this photography, Jamie?
Well, when I grow up, I would love to be a wildlife photographer and presenter, like a videographer called Bertie Gregory and David Attenborough. I would love to be like, they're my idols, so I always look up to them and I take knowledge from them too.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, is there anything else you would like my listeners to know about you that we haven't covered?
Well, I am homeschooled, which means that I am taught at home. Like, I do different, like, maths programs on the iPad and those sort of things. And Mum teaches me stuff about maths and Dad teaches me stuff about photography. But I'm also doing there's a studio person called Carl Taylor, and he does a diploma. And I'm doing that diploma at the moment. I'm on session 3.
I'm nearly
completed my diploma. So I also learn about like how shutter speed and f-stop and ISO can affect the image when you're taking flash photography. I'm also learning about the powers of the flash. I'm learning about studio lighting. Ambient light, which is like coming through a window, daylight, or a normal fluorescent light, which is like the lights you turn on in your kitchen. They can also affect your image and make it a lot brighter. So make sure that and also white studios reflect a lot more light. But if you're using a bare bulb light with a scrim and you've got a small white studio, that could work very nicely with a model. But if there's a black studio, it will absorb a lot of light. And also, he's taught me quite a few things, but he's taught me about the inverse square law, which is the specified quantity of light, which is inversely proportional to the squared distance from the light source. I hope everyone could understand that. But he's taught me a couple of things about studio lighting, and I'm really enjoying it.
Most people do not understand the inverse square law no matter what. So you did a really good job there, Jamie. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, well, there you go. Jamie and James, I want to thank you for taking some time and spending here. I know my listeners are going to actually just fall in love with Jamie and her photography. And Jamie, you keep up what you're doing. It's absolutely spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much. I've enjoyed being on your podcast.
Thank you, Moose. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You have a marvelous week.
And you.
And you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.